when Pastor Sean rang me about 2 weeks ago about sharing today, I wasn't sure what to share about. And I thought the best way I can minister to you today is through a devotional, a short devotional. So may it just bless your heart. The devotional I'm going to share with you is entitled Beyond the Clouds. Before lifting off, we were buried in rain and the darkness of the clouds, but still we took off. As we rose to a certain altitude with the clouds at our feet, we entered a different world. The beauty of the sunlight showed itself. It was hard to believe the fog and darkness we left underneath. 34,000 feet above the ground, higher than the clouds, was the beauty of the sun and the clear blue sky. Beyond your trial is your breakthrough, something riches cannot buy. Strength, patience, faith, hope, peace, and love await on the other side. Beyond the clouds, the fog, the darkness, the storm is a different world. Beyond your present sufferings and circumstances is a different man or woman. Everything is not as it seems. As the storm clears, the sun peeps through, soon to be seen by all as though nothing ever happened. If you had known it would clear, would you have allowed nature to take its course? Would you appreciate the beauty of the rains? Would your attitude change? Would you have hope? Would you take the attention off yourself for a minute and encourage the person sitting next to you? Would you humble yourself to the porter, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed? Beyond your walls is a neighbor. You may not know their name. You may not know their past. They may not be famous. They may not be able to give you anything in return. They may be you. Would your attitude change if you knew how their life would change? Would you give them time if you knew who they would be tomorrow? You may not know how the story ends, but you know the storm is not the story, not theirs and not yours. If your eyes are open and you found the truth, can you extend that truth to your neighbor? Can you take them 34,000 feet high above to see what lies beyond the clouds? Beyond the clouds, he is creator of the universe, heaven and the earth, the one who was and is to come, the God who breathed life into your nostrils, the porter who knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning and is molding you into what he wants you to be for nothing else but for his glory. Beyond the clouds, the lion of the tribe of Judah sits on the right hand of the Father, the one who loved you by giving himself for you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Beyond the clouds, there is life. You are no longer lost in the clouds nor consumed by the weather. For 40 years, the children of Israel wandered in the desert. Every step of the way, they murmured and complained. They wanted to remain in the land of bondage. Let us alone, they cried. They complained about the water, the food, the leadership, the giants in the land that flowed with milk and honey. They complained about God. Yet through it all, he made a way. He provided it. At every step of the way, he was there. He's omnipresent God. He is present everywhere, and he is here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is who he is, and nothing can ever change that. It is time to open our eyes and look beyond the clouds of your present circumstances. Beyond the clouds, there is something new. Beyond the clouds, there is love. Great love that no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Because of that love, we have been forgiven. Our sins, which were as scarlet, as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they are like wool. Today I choose to look beyond the clouds. I choose something new. I choose something new. I choose to let go and surrender all to him, my creator, the Alpha, the Omega. I choose to forgive totally and completely. I choose to let go of the former things, the things of old. For you're doing a new thing. My God, you will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The God who provided manna and the water in the wilderness will make a way. I forgive and let go and surrender, knowing that it is not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. I choose something new. I let go and trust your sovereign will, Lord God, over my life, knowing your plans prosper me. They do not harm me, but give me a hope and a future. I choose something new. In everything I give thanks. They murmured, they complained. But when I open my mouth to speak, I choose to give thanks. I choose to see you, my God, for who you truly are. Nothing less and nothing more than love. I give thanks in all things. I open my eyes to see the ways in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. I give thanks for every breath I take. I give thanks for all. Today I choose something new. Behold, he is doing a new thing, so I am choosing something new. I speak life. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. I bless and do not curse. I love my neighbor. When I speak of you, it is of love, and I do not curse you. I speak to the dry bones in my life, and they live. I speak life. I choose something new. I choose love, love unconditional. I choose to love myself just the way I am, fearfully and wonderfully made by the one true God, my creator, and loved by you, my king. I am yours and you are mine. I choose to love my neighbor just the way you love them, whether I know them or not, even without saying a word, I love them. I choose something new, I choose you. For greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I choose life and peace, knowing every form of dis-ease was nailed on the cross of Calvary. It was done and it is finished. I embrace something new, I embrace love, I embrace life, I embrace you. Another world waits beyond the clouds. Let us pray. My God and my King, we bless you this morning, Lord God. We bless you for this place. We bless you for Brighton Baptist Church and something new that you're doing in every single person in this place. My God, you are God and you are King. You are worthy of all the praise. Have your way, great Jehovah God, in each and every person who's walked in this place, that they do not leave the same. My God, you are King and you are God. We thank you for the great love that in this season we celebrate the birth of the Savior, the one true God, our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, my God, we surrender all to you, Jehovah, upon your throne of grace.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We bless you, yes, Almighty
Lord.
God. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God Almighty, for
thank
renewing
you.
Us, Heavenly
thank
Father.
You.
And doing a thing that's not
thank
seen
you, Lord
before.
Jesus.
My God, I
Hallelujah.
Surrender all. We surrender all, saying, have your way, Lord God. Do that new thing in us, Heavenly Father. Change us from the inside out. We lay our lives before
yes.
the porter and say,
yes.
mold us, Heavenly Father, into what you want us to be. For glory, honor, and praise your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
So, God Almighty, we choose something new. We choose to open our mouths to give
yes.
thanks, rejoice always, and pray without ceasing, my God and my King. Every person who's walked in this place will never live the same. This church will never be the same, my God and my
Hallelujah.
King. Thank you, Lord God
Receive
Almighty, that in this
morning.
Season, Lord God,
oh,
do
yes.
what only you can do, my King. We bless your name for this new year that's coming across, Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Have your way and move in and through us, Lord God. We choose to look beyond the clouds. We choose to look beyond our walls. We love as you love, God Almighty. We love our neighbor as ourselves, Heavenly Father. We love as you love. Love unconditional, Lord God. So we bless your name, Almighty God. You are God and you are King, worthy of all the praise. This we pray through Christ Jesus, our good Lord. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know why we would ever go beyond our walls to look for preachers if we've got power right here. Wow, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow, thank you. It almost feels wrong for us to stand and sing our closing hymn. But let us stand together.